Well, there has been a growing sense in New South Wales that the virus was on the march north of Sydney through the central coast and now on up to the Hunter region. First, there was news yesterday that virus fragments had been detected in sewage plants in the Hunter. Then today came confirmation of 14 COVID cases across those regions. Lockdown orders there extend across multiple local government areas. A key issue is the daily movements of workers in a number of industries, including mining. So now, health authorities say they are very concerned about the virus spreading even further across regional New South Wales, which to date has been largely spared during this outbreak. Rachel Mealy takes a look.
Dane Seymour was shutting up the Central Charlestown Leagues Club in Lake Macquarie this afternoon in preparation for the lockdown. He says he and the club's members were expecting this would happen.
It's going to be a tough time for everyone, but you know, if we can stick together and try and get through it, then hopefully we come out the other side a lot better than we went in.
New South Wales Chief Health Officer Kerry Chant says six cases in Newcastle and the Central Coast can be linked to one gathering.
So while the source of the infections continues to be investigated, we now think that the source originated from a gathering on Blacksmith Beach on Friday night, which is believed to be the source of the initial cases.
As well as this, a family of eight from the Central Coast have tested positive and their infections are under investigation. Kerry Chant says the cases may have been infected by people travelling from Greater Sydney.
Obviously, we are very concerned about regional New South Wales, and that's why we've got some of those protections in place in regional New South Wales in relation to mask wearing, limited density restrictions and other things. We've also, I think, regional New South Wales would be very attuned to the risk of people that have come in from Greater Sydney.
Rod Scholes is the mayor of Muswellbrook. He says while there aren't any direct links to his local government area at this stage, he can understand why the shutdown has been triggered.
If this needs to happen, this is what needs to happen.
Since the Sydney outbreak began, regional New South Wales has been mostly COVID-free, but for a few cases which popped up in the central west of the state near the town of Orange. Rod Scholes says there has been a widespread feeling of foreboding across the community.
I think there has been a feeling that would eventually get to us. It was first flagged early yesterday with regards to the COVID residue being found in sewage plants, not up here, but you could see that there was a creep happening, and I do understand that this lockdown, it worked for Orange. I trust it works for us.
Last week, New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian redirected doses of the Pfizer vaccine that were headed to the Central Coast back to Sydney's COVID epicentre to be given to Year 12 students to allow them to return to the classroom. That decision sparked anger from local MPs and residents who felt they were too close to the hotspot to delay their appointments. The Premier says those doses will now be replaced because the Commonwealth has brought forward a number of doses.
It means that in the week of 16th August we can redirect those doses we've taken from the regions for the HSC students, and it also means we can put the balance into those eight local government areas in Greater Sydney of concern in particular.
Dane Seymour from the Charlestown Leagues Club says many of his staff and club members have been on waiting lists for the vaccine.
It's a tough job being a politician. You know, they've got to make the hard decisions, and you know, if the Pfizer doses are coming back up, that's great for the Hunter community.
Dane Seymour is the chief executive of the Central Charlestown Leagues Club. Rachel Mealy with that report.